You always want there to be some sort of conflict. You always want the stakes to be raised in a sense. And this was one of the few movies that you really got a sense that something else was going to happen. You didn't know what, but you know that it was going to be bigger than the last thing. And that's what I liked, because there was never really a dull moment. Catherine O'Hara plays my mom. John Lithgow plays my dad. Jack Black plays my brother. Skylar Fisk plays my girlfriend. Lily Tomlin plays my college counselor. Kevin Kline plays my idol. Harold Ramis plays the dean of admissions. Gary Marshall plays like the commissioner of Stanford. I mean, it's this amazing list of people that just, you know, Chevy Chase, you know, there's so many good people in this movie. I feel bad that I forgot to mention Chevy with the list of everyone else. I mean, there's so many amazing people in this movie. There's sometimes where, you know, I would completely ruin takes because I would be laughing too hard. You know, I mean, that's just, if something's that funny, I can't help it. I mean, there was some of Jack's stuff, some of the best stuff that Jack did in this movie will never see the light of day because I was laughing over it.
I think this movie gets the prize for best cast. Just heavy hitters all the way up and down the line. Everywhere you look, another tasty actor kicking out the jams. Catherine O'Hara, amazing, amazing. John Lithgow, tremendous. Right when it looks like he's hit a dead end and he's in trouble and it's over, like the movie's gonna end, it's gonna be the saddest movie ever, I come through and I say, man, let's road trip up to this college and let's just make it happen. We'll force you in there. And yeah, I guess I'm a genius who saves the day. The admissions people are coming over to visit, and he's gonna show them why he's Stanford material. And it's just one disaster after the next. Jake Kasdan, he's awesome. He's super funny and really creates a good vibe and very relaxed vibe on the set. And that's important, man.
Bud is the father of the hero of the story, Sean. Sean is played by Colin Hanks, and I play his dad. And, you know, Sean comes from a hopelessly dysfunctional family. His mother and father are split up and have both made disastrous second marriages. His mother has married an old, old man, and his father's married a young, young woman, and both of the marriages are catastrophes. And, you know, he's facing a sort of critical moment in his life in his senior year, and his family is no help at all. I was given it on a Friday afternoon. I read it that half of it on Friday and the other half on the plane Saturday, taking my 17-year-old son up to Santa Cruz, Stanford, and Berkeley on a college trip, visiting colleges. Well, it's about a senior in high school who wants to go to Stanford. And it's a wild comedy. I laughed and laughed. I thought, this is amazingly ironic. I'm sitting next to a high school senior who's applying to schools, and it's about exactly that. I think there's a horrendous dearth of good comedy writing for features nowadays, and this is a great one. I mean, it's certainly the best comedy writing I've seen on a feature script that I've read in years. I always read the scripts and say, why would I want to be doing this? The stuff I do every week on Third Rock is 10 times better, but not this time. This is really good. A very funny character, and he's just completely obtuse. Can't figure out why anybody would want to be a writer, let alone go to Stanford. He says, forget about all that education, ooga booga, just jump in with me. You know, if you're interested in real estate development, and he doesn't even notice that his son has no interest whatsoever in real estate development. This is the kind of character he is.
Orange County.